The Georgia Ports Authority is reporting a strong first half to the current fiscal year. The Port of Savannah handled more than 2.8 million 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs, of containerized cargo from July through December, an increase of 11.4% over the same period the previous year. The Port of Brunswick, one of the nation's busiest ports for cars and trucks, moved 443,763 units of roll-on, roll-off cargo during the first half of fiscal 2025, up 7.5% over the first 6 months of the previous fiscal year. The growth was aided by the Appalachian Regional Port in northwest Georgia, which saw an increase of 13.5% in TEUs compared to the first half of fiscal 2024. Meanwhile, Ports Authority officials reported the Blue Ridge Connector, a second inland port in Gainesville, is 50% complete and plans to open next year. Also, an expanded U.S. Customs inspection facility financed by the authority will open in March, which will support faster service at Savannah's Garden City Terminal. We continue to focus our infrastructure renovation efforts on getting all our facilities into top shape for customers and their long-term needs, Authority Board Chairman Kent Fountain said Tuesday. The Ports Authority completed $262 million in improvements at the Port of Brunswick last year, adding new warehousing and processing space as well as 122 acres of RORO cargo storage. Construction has begun on a new rail yard on Colonel's Island, while a fourth RORO berth is in the engineering phase.